Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right back to the front lines of history. And Slammer, if you're listening, or Luke, get hold of him. Slammer wins the T-shirt because Wisco Paul conveyed it to him. Wisco Paul is a third caller. Wisco Paul has won a bunch of T-shirts. And Slammer calls in a lot, too. We said, Wisco Paul said, let's defer it. So we deferred it to the next caller, and that is Slammer. So Slammer, give a good address to Luke where you want this T-shirt sent. I want to get back, and this is in Texas, and I have seldom seen a balder, a more barefaced lie from a Republican governor, than Governor Abbott of Texas about what's happening down there with this cold spell. Now, remember something. They're getting a cold spell that's not as bad as Wisconsin normally gets, certainly not the one we have now, but they're not used to it. I get it. They're not used to it. So Abbott goes on television. He's their governor, right-wing nut. The only two more right-wing nuts in the entire state of Texas are his lieutenant governor and his attorney general, who's under indictment. So he looks like a saint. He looks like a shining light among those three. But he's very bad news. Anyway, here's what he says. They ask him, they say, why do so many, 3 million people don't have power? 3 million people don't have electricity and water. You tell them to boil water. What are they going to boil it with? They have no electricity. And you tell them water, they have no water. So how are you going to boil water when they have nothing to boil? And they couldn't boil it anyway. Here's what he said. He said, the fault is the Green New Deal. We have wind turbines here, and they froze up. And thank God we have natural gas and oil, which also froze up. Here's the deal. Let's cut through it. Let's give a little history of Texas. Texas in 1998 and in 2011 had vicious cold spells, not quite as bad as now, but very close. And a lot of people were thrown off electricity and water. A lot of them. So there was a commission back then. They write a report and they say, you know, we should winterize our electrical grid. We should winterize our systems like they do up north. You know, there are wind turbines in the Arctic. In the Arctic, there are wind turbines. It's not a difficult thing. You winterize it. And wind turbines and solar only account for 10% of Texas's energy. Natural gas and oil represent 90%. So what happens is this terrible cold comes in, somewhat below zero at the wind chill. It freezes everything. It not only freezes turbines, it not only freezes windmills, it freezes natural gas lines, oil pumps. So nothing works. Nothing works. And he lied and said it was only the wind turbines. It was only the windmills. He lied about it. And what they should have done, and, you know, he's been governor a while. He was not governor in 1998, but he's got to know Texas history. If he doesn't know Texas history, something wrong with the guy, okay? But they were told to winterize. They were negligent. It would be somewhat costly, but not backbreaking. They have the ninth largest economy in the world. In the world. California is number 7 in the world. The entire world. Entire world. The governor of Texas said the economy of Texas is bigger than Russia's. I'm going to have to check that out, but that could be true because Russia's economy is about the size of Italy's, and Italy is a little far down there. You know, it's not the United States, China, Great Britain, Germany, Japan, France, you know. So that might be right. And they were too lazy, too stupid, and too cheap to winterize their power systems. And he's laying it off on the Green New Deal and wind. Give me a break. Give me a break. It was their fault for sitting back and not doing anything. We winterize ours. Hey, he should come up here. He should have come up here a few days ago. Wind chills 20 below, 30 below. You know, how do you think people get power in Hayward? You know, how do they think they get power at Hayward? How do they get power at the North Pole? They get power at the North Pole because they winterize their energy systems. They pay what's necessary to do it. And when they all go down because you didn't do it, you don't just go, oh, well, the 10% we get from wind, they're bad. They're bad. So it's obviously them. Well, guess what? The natural gas and the oil, the same thing. It's a matter of winterizing. It's a matter of just doing the right thing and not being dumb about it. Not being dumb about it. The other thing the Republicans are doing, you know, and I started to think when they were in the middle of all this business about how the election was fraudulent and Trump was robbed and there was a dump at 3 a.m. in Milwaukee. Wasn't a dump. What it was there were a lot of absentee ballots that by law that Voss won't change can't even be counted prior to election day. They can't even be counted. So you have to count them on election day while you're running an election, and they finished up in the wee hours and they published the result. That's not a dump. It's not a dump. One way to handle that would be to change the law. So, okay, Republicans say, well, you know, clerks will whisper around who's ahead from the early votes and it'll affect things. Okay. But you know what you could do is when people go in and vote early, just feed the card into the machine and don't have anybody look at it. At least it's counted. Anyway, what's all the stuff about the dumps and that Dominion's machines are no good and this one and that one is all lying. They're being sued for libel. Fox News is backing off. Newsmax is backing off. And now it's dawned on me. What they did is they seeded a mythology in the country that there was fraud or may have been fraud. And they essentially equate fraud with any city voting that is a large minority population. Detroit, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Milwaukee, Phoenix, any of these places. Any of these places that have a large minority population, they just say fraud, even though it's false. Now, if you say it enough, that lays a base of respectability, a base of concern, very, very light, very, very unformed, so that then when you go to the legislature and you say, we have got to pass legislation to prevent the fraud, people go, well, you know, I don't know if there's fraud. I heard there was fraud. I mean, probably wasn't fraud, who knows, but how can it hurt? How can it hurt to lay a base of legislation so that there wouldn't be? Except that the base they're laying is voter suppression. Except that it's, for instance, in Georgia, there won't be no excuse absentee ballots. That's what they're trying to ram through. And it's a Republican legislature, Republican governor, Republican secretary of state, all of whom support it. You know, this guy Reffensberger, everybody thinks he's a saint because he refused to back off certifying the results and stood up to Trump. He's not a saint. He's for this. He's for this. And the governor the same way. So in any event, the idea is, well, then you won't have no excuse absentee voting. You can vote absentee if you're paralyzed. And if you can afford to have a doctor write you an excuse, you even bother to go to a doctor to write an excuse. In some areas, doctors say, well, I got to see you. And you say, well, can you come out here? I can't walk. Well, no, you got to come in. That's how they want voting to be. And they're going to go, well, we don't want early voting. People going in somewhere and voting. If we do, we want one location per county. So in Rusk County or Pepin County, okay, although you got to drive a little bit. But how about one location in Milwaukee County or Dane County? How about one location in Houston, Harris County in Texas, or in Phoenix, Maricopa County? They did do that, by the way, several years ago in Phoenix. One location, multi-million numbers of people. They put two clerks there who are half asleep and one machine. Finally, a court stopped that. But that's the kind of stuff that's going on. Then they are also going to want to throw people off the rolls who didn't vote last time. Well, I vote every time. I vote even in February primaries. If it's 20 below zero, I vote. and a lot of people do, but not everybody. So who cares if you voted last time? Are you going to be thrown off the rolls? You show up, they say, who are you? I say, well, you know, you see me in the neighborhood. No, who are you? Okay, get over in that other line, especially in presidential elections where it's a long line. And then you've got to bring two forms of identification and raise your hand and all this. That's what's going on. And that they're justified by saying, well, we don't know if there was fraud. Trump said there was fraud. Some people say there was. But it can't hurt to stop it. And it's not fraud they're talking about. It's basically Democratic votes in Democratic areas. So that's what's going on. That is what is going on. It's a nationwide effort of the Republicans to translate Trump's lie about fraud into support by the average person for repression legislation. And they don't put it that way. They say, okay, well, you know, Trump thinks there's fraud. Bernie Sanders says there's no fraud. They always pick the extreme on either side. Some of these guys say, I personally think there may have been, but even if there wasn't, how can it hurt not to stop fraud? And any reasonable person say, right, the devil's in the details. The devil is in the details. How are you stopping the fraud? They mean voter suppression. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.